Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody who knows this song, sing along.
Oh yeah, and anybody that knows this song, which most of you do, you're welcome to sing along. So if you all stand up.
Yeah, the drum.
Whoops. Anyway, kind of reconnecting here, but good evening. Bewashtelo. I hope you're all doing good tonight. And, you know, giving a shout out to all our supporters around the world. And, you know, thank you for being here. Thank you for just listening to us, whether you like us or not. Even you haters out there, you know, I like it when you show up. It makes me realize that somebody hears us. We're not just talking to a wall, you know. And, you know, I like that myself. So even you haters out there, you know, I don't care what you are, even if you're bottom side up or whatever you want to call it, you know. I was laughing. Why? I'm not saying I'm laughing, but, you know, when you see people talking, women or men, that, my husband worked late tonight, and it's a man saying that. Or a woman said, yeah, I just got abused by my wife, and it's a woman cop, you know. So now when you say wife or husband in the Washita world, you don't know who they're talking about, you know. It's you know, their mayor, police are a lot of them are in the gay, you know. I don't like to use the word gay because when I was young, gay meant, you know, happy, like gay. Oh, you was oh so gay, you know. I should sing that song to you. I like it, you know. When we get married, had a big celebration. We were oh so gay, you know. But the other thing I was going to tell you was, you know, the society now, and they were mentioning it about using pot. It became so normal. It's right out, you know, people doing it in front of their kids and athletes. There's a boxer named Ryan Garcia. He's in training to fight somebody else for title. And he came right out and said, yeah, I drink and smoke pot. You know, I do everything. I'm normal human, you know. See if he gets his ass whipped when he gets in there, you know. But you see, it's so normal what the American has done to everybody. The other cultures are through. That African culture is wasted. Yeah, they make a lot of money. They're rich, millionaire, billionaires, hustlers out there. But they ain't living good. They're sad. They're fighting each other, killing each other. Musicians on the basketball court, you know, just fighting all the time. They ain't happy. You know, nobody's happy out there. And usually, you know, when Tehunshi prays and stuff, you hear him say, you know, Iuskiakapo, you know, because that's normal for us. Whenever you see Indians normally, you know, I remember one time I was cruising through the winding road coming down into Provo, Utah, by the lake. I seen a car coming up, and it was a car full of Indians. The driver was a female. You could tell she had these big glasses. And everybody in the car was laughing and eating, you know. You could see them, you know. And there, all the cars behind them, all the cars in front of them, everybody was all looking all serious, you know. But here comes a carload of Indians. And you see it on the res all the time. When Indians are cruising, they're looking happy, talking to each other. You know, that's our nature, you know. You know, I wanted to touch base on a couple things this evening, you know, and we'll get to them. And I was thinking about Trump and Biden. They were both down the border, they say, at the same time. You know, big deal. You know, I mean, why are they so worried about our people down there? Our people ain't the enemy. People is the one clean this place up. They mow their lawns. They plant their gardens. They grow their fruits and everything else. Take care of their horses. Build their roads. The Washichu American invasive species is too lazy to do all this stuff. You know? They cry about no jobs, but they're lazier than how, you know? And I don't want to spend an hour bashing them, you know? But I was looking at this other one talking about ballistic missiles around the world, countries that have them. And, you know, a lot of countries, Pakistan, India, Iran, Turkey, all them countries have ballistic missiles, nukes and stuff, you know, and all them countries, you know, and some of them have more than Great Britain, and some of them have more than Israel, you know. The three biggest countries with nukes, China has like 400, they say China has 424 nukes with a 10,000 mile range. You know, in other words, sucker could fly around the world. And then it's the U.S. They say the U.S. has 1,300 nukes and they can go 10,000 miles. But they say the one with the most nukes in the world, the most deadliest, is Russia. They have 1,561 nukes aimed in every direction and with capable of going 11,160 miles. You know? And this statistic from a Russian, it comes from American source. So the invasive species acknowledges this. You know, that's a trip right there. You know, they got this place called Murrieta Hot Springs down in Riverside, south of Riverside, down by Lake Elsinore. And I was reading about it, you know. It costs $99 for an adult to go in there, $50 for a child, and if you're a veteran, it's $90. And they say these hot springs was discovered by the first Native Americans. It wasn't discovered by them. They lived there. That's like saying we discovered the moon. You know, when you're created, Wakantanka created this all there. We didn't discover nothing. The ones who do the discovering is them invasive species because they didn't have all that. You know, they didn't have no hot springs in England and all that stuff. Well, they did up in Iceland, I guess, in different places, but, you know, our country here, we have a lot of things. And the invasive species takes credit for it, and they charge you for it, you know. But it's ours. And the place, this Murrieta Hot Springs, I was reading about it. And you look at it on Google, you can't even tell where it's at because it's smack dab in the middle of a city. And now it just looks like a normal swimming pool. You know, big public swimming pool with buildings. And then inside. It's developed, so the springs are inside of a building. You go in there, they have saunas and all this. Anyway, the Wasichu, man, they just take advantage of everything and act like it's theirs. I told you, even that meteor crater in Arizona, they charge you like 10, 12 bucks to go in there to see it per person. And I told them, I said, why are you charging people? You didn't invent it. You didn't make this crater. Oh, but we have to take care of it and watch out for vandalism. And it costs money to keep it up. You know? The Wasichu been here, 400 or 500 years. The American, 247 years. That meteor crater been there millions of years, whatever, way before them. And it looked pretty damn good then. Looked pretty damn good when they showed up. So why do they have to take care of it? It's looking good on its own. They're the ones tear everything up. But before we take off, you know, I wanted to mention something here. One more thing, because Philip brought my attention to something. So after Toshi, you know, opens the door for us, we'll talk about it. But I was wanted to, you know, I seen this video, not that I seen the trailer of something Philip brought in about the Bad River Band people up there in Wisconsin or wherever it's at. But the, you know, here's my point, and I'll say it real quick, then we'll move on. My point is this. They're talking about how they're having to fight, and I understand that. We all do. They have a water oil pipeline there that can destroy Lake Superior, all the natural things that the Wasichu do to destroy the land and the water, you know, natural. What gets me is these Indians fighting against the government, flying the government's flag, the one they're fighting, wearing the uniform of the government they're fighting. How do you fight a government that you're supporting, that you're in it? That's the first thing I notice about this. If you're going to wear that American uniform and fly that American flag, then don't be putting out there, oh, we're one, our little bitty tribe is fighting the whole country. You ain't fighting the country. You are the country that's fighting us. You are the country that put that pipeline there. If you're not, take that damn uniform off and take that flag down and get with it. And with that, Tahashi, take over.
No. Well, we'll say a prayer and then we'll get started here. Oh, yeah, Tunkashalata, Kantanka, Ampetu, Akiupia, Kilaka, Ipunkolena, Opila Tunka Hecha, Onia Tetra, Oyakupsu. I am Petro Ashtes Aglihuich Hexe Trukashla. Now Trukashla, a Tawak Hanshuka, Missionla Oni Kumchunke, near Lechta to Kihena Eichbunium, Honke, Uchozani, Nawola Kotacho Nichilapunko, Unshunkilapiet Hokashla, Naya Uchozani, Yuha Okihiope, Akonte Chashagrin Hokashla, Lila Unshikapunkos Hokashla, Uchozanikte, Berta de Russia Hoichi Chapunko, Unshunkilapot Hokashla, Mitaki Union Uzani Pixet Hokashla, Haho Mitaki Asna.
Oh, and I wanted to, before we start out, I wanted to thank Township Ember for praying and for being here and displaying his Lakota, our Lakota culture and, you know, making, you know, proving that this is a real Native Indigenous radio show. I want to thank him and also the other Philip and Wayne. Philip, both in Ohio, as a matter of fact, the Buckeye State, double odd buck, you know. Anyway, thank them for always being here, you know, and being part of the show. And, you know, for you outsiders, you hear their voice, you know. If you hear their voice, you know, you know it's Philip and Wayne. Philip's the one that sounds like Lou Rawls, and Wayne's the one that sounds like Elvis Presley, you know. Yeah, so just so you know the difference. The one that sounds like Elvis, that's Wayne, and Lou Rawls, that's Philip, you know.
You'll never find.
Yeah, he only sounds like that after he gets a little.
That's right.
Well, then I better change my voice.
Yeah, no, I just thought of something. That's why I said that. Now she knows what I'm talking about. We had a bro, you know, he was always... We had a bro, he's always, yeah, blah, 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 I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. We're going to do this and we're going to make shit happen and blah, blah, blah. He's always like that. But whenever him and his wife has sex, he comes in, hey, well, you know, I think today's a good day that we can do this and we can do that. His voice drops way down low. You can tell whenever him and his woman bump some uglies, you know, they... you know, his voice changes, so he's always laughing. Yeah, check him out, man. He must have did it. She must have gave him a little, you know, because, you know, his voice. Hey, man, yeah, I think, give me some more coffee, man. You know, you know. Can you fry me some steak, you know. otherwise he's normal like Wade, yeah, talking, you know, sound like Elvis, you know. But okay, but let's get on here, you know. And Toshi, and you guys, your lines are open too.
Ooh.
What do you think about if we're fighting against the Ku Klux Klan and we're dressed like the Ku Klux Klan? You know, we're fighting against the Ku Klux Klan. We don't like the Ku Klux Klan, but we like that outfit they're wearing. It makes us feel proud, so we're going to wear that outfit. Well, that's what these Indians are doing. They got a big, you know, showing they're fighting the government, but you see them flying that American flag. You see them supporting the American. You see them wearing uniforms, you know, wearing military uniforms to show their, you know, that's their way of showing their warriors. You see, the Lakota don't need to do that because we never wear a military uniform to win a battle. But I hate to talk about other tribes, but a lot of other tribes don't have that notch in their belt to go to war.
You know,
with their own. So they wear a U.S. military uniform to show, oh, I'm a warrior. Because they're not a, they're only a warrior because the U.S. took them and slapped them over there and pushed them in the front line to be a warrior. You know, a warrior is, first of all, you take care of your people and you fight for your people. You fight for your cause and your principles, you know? And nobody gets you and pushes you out front and to give up your arm and leg and come home and then they just abandon you. You ain't no warrior if you do that. You ain't no warrior marching around with that uniform on. Because, you know, if we ask you to go to war right now, right here, you're going to say no. Because you don't want to go to prison. You don't want to get in trouble. You don't want to ruin your record, you know. So that's the difference. You ain't a warrior standing out there with a military uniform on, saluting that American flag. And we're supposed to look at you like a warrior?
You know,
anyway,
Country, that, go ahead. The thing that you was talking about, you know, these, a lot of these people back in the day, you know, they sided with the Washitu, thinking that they were going to get a fair shake. All up and down the East Coast there, they lied to these Indians. They used them to fight their wars. And when they came out victorious, what they promised those Indians and what they had, these white people took over just like the people in Israel doing the Palestinians. Same thing over there. They moved thousands and thousands of Indians off their own land, their own property, their own livelihoods. But yet, they still want to be like them. They still want to, I guess, so-called be Washitu, you know. It doesn't make sense to me. Like you were saying, Hanshi, they fly a flag that represents our oppression, you know, and what they're doing to us. And all of us, you know, when times are good, oh, yeah, I'm American. Yeah, I, you know, all proud. How come they couldn't be Indian or Lakota all the time? Why can't they live it? We have our own ways. We have our own things. But yet, they want to fly some, a piece of cloth that's made by a Hassa Pawinya that the Washitu took over. You know, she made that for the black people to walk with when they were getting slaughtered back in the day. They were using these so-called black people as the buffer zone. You know, she made that for them. Then they made a big old deal of it, and then Washitu took it over. You know, and now all these Indians, like I say, these people over wherever that is, they're fighting for water rights or whatever it is. We've been fighting the United States government for years and years. Look at all the lies they told us, even up to this day, our own people back home. You go to some of these powwows, or even these Sundances, you see these guys flying American flags. You know, I always wonder about that. We have our own flags. We have our own stuff. But yet they put that in front of everything else. You know, very seldom do you go to an Indian gathering or a Native American or Lakota gathering where you see our flags up and no American flags. So that rag that they, and they're all so proud of it, stand there saluting it. We ain't, they've never accepted us as their equal. Never. They came here, they slaughtered over 300 million Native or Lakota people, so-called Native Americans. How quick do these guys forget? You know, and a lot of times, well, like I say, they sided with these Washitus to come up against, look at the Crows. They're trying to make excuses now on why they sided with the white man. And they were given the opportunity to side with us, and they didn't do it, even at the Little Bighorn. You know, only, you know, just think of how far back since 68, what is it, 51? How many tribes are involved in that 51 treaty? How many different tribes came together and signed that? And from 51 to 60, 1868, how many tribes sided with the U.S. government to go against the Lakota people? How many? We were the only ones that ever held out. We're still holding out. That's why Pine Ridge is one of the poorest reservations in the world. It just it blows my mind how these guys forget that they're Indian or they're Lakota the minute some kind of money comes around. They forget about that. And they act like it never happened. They act like our ancestors never got murdered by these Washichus. Now, you know, think about this. What is wrong with our people? They haven't accepted us yet. They have never given us land back or agreed to anything we say. They just run all over us. And yet it's okay. As long as it's not them.
Well, so what I'm saying is this. We got issues. They want to fight. Our people, I remember when I first went to Standing Rock, it was young Lakotas, just young Lakotas. I mean, in Lakota in general. And they were walking with staffs. They had AIM flag, and, you know, that was about it, but mostly staffs. And they were singing, you know, Omakiayo, they were singing, you know, and that's how it was when I first was there. The last time I seen Standing Rock, they had American flags flying around. You know? Because these veterans showed up. And they showed up painting themselves like they're in the jungle, wearing a jungle outfit, trying to show everybody else they're warriors, you know? They're somebody. They know how to handle a weapon. But yet, when stuff was getting down, you seen them hiding behind the pickup trucks when the women were out there in front getting it on with the cops and everything else, you know? The thing that I'm saying is when you want to fight, you know, they made a big, expensive video. And I didn't see the video because you got to pay money to watch it. They got the trailer, you know, to see. But they're after money. They're gonna, you know, they got Quanah Chasing Horse. That's what's his name? Chasing Horse's daughter. What's his name? Nathan, his daughter. Yeah. You know, and she shows up painting her chin and all kinds of ruined herself already, hanging out with Haas up on Weas. Trying to be in Paris fashion model and look extravagant and in style and you know in fashion and all that, you know, so she's like being the narrator because that's what people do. If the plan is you want people to listen to you. You try and find somebody. Here's how Washichu does. First of all, you know the project is the Washichu project. They're the ones got the bank and the money and everything, the toys to make this happen. But in order to do it, they got to have native speakers. And then since she's kind of became a name, they're using her to be the narrator. Probably have to study like how to do it, you know. But not getting on her too much. You know, I'm proud of our people who step ahead. But the point what I'm saying is money goes after glamour and shine. The truth is never shiny. The truth is always simple. The truth is like we say when we say Cherry Chasha. the most truthful men on earth don't wear a suit and tie. The most truthful men on earth ain't running around with the fanciest sunglasses on earth and riding in fancy cars. The most truthful men, you never really get a chance to meet them unless you live like where we live. We met these truthful men. You know, you don't see them places because they don't show up. And people use their words to make them sound better. Like John Trudell, this guy copied everybody's words. So people think John Trudell made up these words, but he didn't. John Trudell knew how to, they got a fancy word for it, for copycatting other people's lines and words, you know. And they, you know, they do this, you know. Sometimes I hear things I say, somebody else is starting to say them, you know. And, you know, I don't care. But when you do that, you know, they don't give credit to where it came from. And the most truthful things that are told come from our elderly and our real simple leaders, not leaders, but wise men, you know, spiritual people. And while Hollywood and the film industry, they go for glamour and fashion.
Yep.
So they're going to go pay somebody that don't know shit to go out there and speak on our behalf. You know? I mean, when you see somebody going up there with a tattooed face, you know damn well they don't know shit. And they're excuse the language. And they're talking for us. They're talking for them. She's talking for the Bad River people. And she's not, you know, her dad's Lakota. Her mom's supposed to be from Alaska or something, you know. And then she, since her dad got in trouble, she turned on her dad now. She don't want to be associated with him, you know. So that shows right there because, you know, Nathan's problem isn't raping women. He didn't rape no women. He just knew how to con them, you know. He's a con artist. That's what Nathan is. But I don't see him raping women. He's somebody that young women just follow. It's just like rap artists are these rock and rollers like Jimmy Page. You know, he was with a 14-year-old girl. You know, these young girls follow them around. You know, I was just reading about a martial arts instructor who the women were dropping on their knees for him, Washichu women, and one was an Indian woman. Well, he got this Indian woman to try to kill his ex-white woman because, you know, anyway, and she did it. She went over and shot for him. You see, these people are con artists. And our people, this poor Indian girl, she just got 18 years for shooting that white girl and didn't even know the white girl. But she believed everything the Hassapa said. And now she's going up the river. When the white girl, the Washichu pilgrim, not white, but she, the one, the victim that got shot, she should have never went for that Hassapa. She should have stuck to her own kind. But they go falling for these con artists, and that's what happened to Nathan. A big, suave con artist. I used to see him walk in the mall all the time when he was young and had all these young Washichu weas following him, you know, following him like he's God because he was in the movies. So, of course, he started picking them out, the ones that, you know, and he's Lakota, but he's a celebrity, so he got in with him. And that's what started his downfall. His dad, Joe, they're from here. He ran a Sundance and never pierced. That's why Crow Dog, Uncle Crow Dog, went down there and told the people at his Sundance, hey, I'm taking over. He said, because you don't run a Sundance without piercing. You know, he pulled that guy's covers, you know, right there at Big Mouth, you know, and took over Joe Nathan's dad's father's Sundance. You know, he almost went to jail for it too, you know. But you see, that's what Nathan. Anyway, I got into Nathan when I'm trying to mention his daughter. You know, his daughter cut him loose. You know, turned on her dad when really her dad ain't a rapist. He's just a no-good sucker, you know, one of these guys using, you know, stepping on the spirituality, Lakota, and all that. But the thing about Nathan, he wasn't totally off because the dude knew the language, and he could sing. I mean, I sang with Nathan in ceremonies and stuff, and even at Sundances. Nathan knows the song, so he wasn't a total fake. He ain't like these fakes that run around that don't know stuff. Nathan was on the ball, but he went too much for the Maza Ska and the young stuff. You know, that's what Nathan, that's why Nathan went down. And the Washichu is going to make him burn for that because he's got cases in Canada too. But back to his daughter, she turned her back on him. And, you know, in reality, Lakotas, it's hard for us to turn our back on our own kind. You know, we get mad as hell at our own relative, but we still stand behind him. You know what I mean? Unless he's a total shame. If he actually perverted a child or actually we know for a fact he raped somebody, you know, you usually would get ass kicking by one of the brothers or the family of whoever he raped. But that's the only time. You have to know, but you don't turn your back just because your dad's bad publicity, you know. And she turned her back on him. She even jumped in with the Washichu. Maybe Nathan was innocent of some of this stuff, you know. But you know, I'm not sticking up for Nathan or whatever. I guess I am, you know, because he's a Lakota, and I know him better than the news people know him, and Tahoshi knows him too because he staying in our ceremonies, you know. He even tried to walk. Remember that time he tried to steal
the
ceremony
drum?
He walked out the door. Rick said, hey, where are you going with that drum? Oh, I thought you gave it to me, liar. You put that drum back, you know. But you see, this guy wasn't really a fake. His problem was young women and money.
Yeah.
And he wanted to shine. From being a Hollywood celebrity, he started hanging out with Hollywood celebrities.
Yep.
And when you hang around with Hollywood celebrities, who are they? They're Washichu. They're invasive species that like to drink champagne, drink wine, snort cocaine. Like they say, champagne, cocaine, and everything, you know.
Yep.
That's how they are.
So
Nathan running with that crew, and now his daughter got into that same bracket. She could end up in some crap like him.
Yep.
He's just starting out.
You know, Tanshi, something that I've always, that I know for a fact, these people like her, the minute that celebrity is gone, she's going to go back to her people. Those ones around her right now are just fair weather friends. They're there because she's kind of helping them be on that pedestal. Someday when that all comes crashing down, she's going to return back to the person she turned her back on, you know, and that's going to be her father and her relatives. So that's something that she's going to have to keep in mind right now. You know, you don't throw your people away because someday, regardless, you're going to need their help. You're going to be who you are because nobody else is going to accept you. That's what I always tell people. I'm a Lakota. I'm a Daya Lakota. It does not matter what goes on in between. But I never forget who I am, which is I'm a Lakota. I'm a human from this earth here, so-called America. You can't change the fact of who I am. You could go back thousands of years. That's where my ancestors come from. I didn't float in on a ship. I didn't come here trying to steal things and make myself look good. I'm a part of this. I'm a part of the ones that they're taking advantage of and never acknowledging that they're doing these things to us. You know, and she's going to realize that someday. And that girl is going to return to her own people. I don't know why she's trying to play this celebrity stuff. And I don't even know why she's up there trying to explain or show what Lakota is about, you know. She has no idea. She still smells like milk around the mouth, you know.
She
doesn't have that right.
With the famous singer Rihanna. Is that Rihanna?
Yeah.
She took her with Rihanna and a whole bunch of other Paris fashion models, and she's Lakota. She has Lakota features, and you know, slim, beautiful, but she ruins it because she put these tattoos on her face and trying to look like them, flashing her thighs and legs and belly and all that stuff. You know, I mean, to the outside world, that's looking good. But to us Lakota, when we see our women not being modest, we say they drop all kinds of points, you know. They lower their level to us because we say, man, look at that, man. She shouldn't be doing that, you know. I mean, all that just for fame and money? No, she don't need to show her legs for money. She's already beautiful. She don't need to show her belly or nothing. Keep it where nobody can see it and they'll pay more for it. You know?
Yep.
You know what I mean? You know what the problem is? This is what the problem is society today, and these kids are so brainwashed with it, is they think that their only value is their bodies and the way they look. They don't see that they have more to offer than just being a sexual object.
Yep.
That's it. That's all there is to it. You know, the one question I would like to have that I would like to ask them, the producers, is, you know, this is Bad River. That's Anishinaabe. That's Ojibwe. Why is a Lakota woman narrating an Ojibwe story? That's what I want to know. It's not her story to tell.
I mean,
my co-director is from Bad River. The co-director of our chapter is from Bad River.
You see, and he probably knows more about the case than she does.
He probably does.
When you're from,
she has relatives up there.
And that's like us. There's always a Washichu telling our story. You know, Kevin Costner. You know, Richard Erdos. Richard Erdos was the one who wrote he's the European author for Lakota Woman. And wrote about Crow Dog. You know, it's always somebody else speaking for us. And, she got the job. So, you know, that adds to her, what do they call it, resume, you know. That's a big word I have to learn, resume, you know.
resume.
It adds to her resume, you know. But you see, we don't need no resume, you know. I mean, me and Tahashi, what's our resume, you know? If you look at us, we don't have nothing going as far as celebrity looks. But you can damn sure check us out and know we've been under that tree, all them scars all over us from stuff like that, including our scars from getting shot, stabbed, and bumper jacked and everything else, being a warrior, you know?
Getting our asses beat because we're Lakota, you know, standing up for Lakota.
Yeah, you see, that's our resume, you know?
Yeah.
But you see, people do that. But to me, it takes away from, like you said, Philip, the Bad River people, as a tribe, as relatives, we're all relatives. So as relatives of indigenous and native people, their story needs to be told by them.
Yep.
And not
don't
play
the flag.
Not a traitor, Bad River guy with an American uniform on and American flag. You know, a real traditional Bad River person, they need to stand up. Like at Standing Rock, when our young Lakota stood up, you know, singing in Lakota, you know, when that's who needs to represent this issue, because it is the issue. The Washichus up there throwing their oil pipeline again. They're out there destroying stuff. Lake Superior is one of the biggest freshwater lakes on Earth, one of them. You know, they have a lot of them in the world. But Lake Superior is one. So nobody else is fighting for it because the Americans want this stuff. The Americans want the oil, and they don't care what they do to get it, what they do to destroy it. And for that reason, the Bad River issue is important to mankind because it's not just their issue. Because we had an issue, too, and we still have it. We still have that pipeline, those oil people shuffling around our land all over.
See,
but if Bad River's got the spotlight, they need to take advantage of it with some real, real people.
They from my understanding, there's a lot of Madewin up there. Those are the highest order of spiritual person up in, well, for the Anishinaabe, the Ojibwe people. They need to get one of those spiritual elders, one of them Madewin, up there talking about it. Because the thing about that wild rice, that's a sacred food. That's sacred. The families go out and they harvest it. You know, I actually have ordered Manomen from people up there that harvest it and sell it online. You know, they keep a bunch for themselves. They give some to families that don't go out, and then whatever they have left over, they sell. You know,
and it's good stuff.
And I have it shipped to me. It's the healthiest rice you'll ever eat.
You know, the thing about see my issue with that whole thing is, you know, get these older people that know about it. And the other thing is that, you know, somebody somewhere back like Standing Rock. People didn't think about what happened 4 or 5 years before Standing Rock took place. Those people up there accepted money for that pipeline. and they never told, the tribal council never told the people about it. They lied. The so-called leaders of that tribe lied to their own people. And Standing Rock and what happened after the after, you know, was because of that money that these white people, they spent millions of dollars there. And that's probably something that's happening to this tribe again. See, people got to check out, see who was their representative or who it was that allowed this to happen. See, they're never, Washitos are pretty sneaky. You know, they negotiate years in advance. You know, they'll pay somebody millions of dollars today for something 4 years down the line, and that person won't tell the people, and people get in trouble for it. And to me, that's what happened in Standing Rock. See, that's what's going to happen there. They're going to find out somebody back before all this came to a head, somebody accepted money. But they should get somebody's older people to get up and stand up and talk. These young kids, they don't know anything, like that girl. You know, she's a Lakota. She has no business putting out any information about the Bad River people. She doesn't have that right. But yet, because of the white people, she thinks she has the authority. That's wrong in itself. See? And that's why I say she still smells like milk around the mouth, but yet she thinks what she's saying is the gospel truth or whatever you want to call it, you know?
You know, and
that's wrong in itself.
Kind of reminds me of past history. You know, those wetlands that the Manoman grows in, that these oil companies are actually pulling water out of for fracking. It really, because the Manoman has no value to the corporation, the oil corporation, or the Wasichu, it reminds me of what happened to the buffalo. They had no use for the buffalo. They were in the way of Western expansion, so they massacred billions of animals and left them there to rot. You know, also, you know, just taking the skins because they were after the hides for leather, for the leather industry. The rest of the animal had no use to them. And now they're finding out, you know, several decades later that it's the healthiest meat you could ever eat.
Yeah.
You know, high in protein, extremely high in protein, higher than beef. And low in all these fats that they keep telling everybody is bad for you. And the reason why is because they're roaming animals. They move around. They don't gain all that body fat that everybody's so in love with these beef cattle.
Yep.
You know, you've got to know how to cook it, because if you don't know how to cook it, it's going to be dry. You got to know what you're doing. They want everything so easy for them.
You don't cook it. You just brown it on each side and eat it.
Yeah.
That's all it is. And that's, you know, and that's what I'm saying. Those people, if there's somebody from the traditional outfit needs to come into play. But they got to find out why that pipeline's coming through there in the first place, see? They shut one down in South Dakota because they were trying to just cut right through the tribal lands, but that wasn't paid for. See, that line wasn't paid for. They were just trying to buffalo their way through the Indians, and they shut it down. See, but yet there's 700 other pipelines through the reservations that people don't even think about, and that was our past representatives that did that. They didn't tell the people either. See, and that's what I'm saying, and. In this day and age, there's an information highway anywhere you go. You know, you got to keep in mind, Facebook never lies, you know. But, you know, but anyway, that somebody that's from there, not somebody that they found at a fashion show, you know, somebody that's real, that's from there. That story has to get out. Not somebody that they found at a fashion show. Oh, she looks right for the part. That's the runner, you know? This is the truth, you know. That's what they did to us. They keep doing that to us. Like Clancy said, white people are benefiting. You know, look at right now. Back home, the Lakota language, there's two guys, two Washichus, that say they have a patent on our language. And there's two Indian students from Standing Rock that say, yeah, that's the way it is. These white guys own this. You know, they don't own my language. There's no way they could put a patent on my language. So hell with them, you know. And whoever these Lakotas are, they better step aside because it's not right.
Hey, I want to touch in with what Philip had to say there. You know, heart disease is I believe is the second major killer here in the United States. However, statins is what's used to combat the heart disease and prescribed to patients throughout the United States. Yet heart disease is the number one killer as well from eating all this high-fat beef. And, you know, if you think about it, Philip, you're right. You know, if they would just use some smarts, you know, how to cook some buffalo, they wouldn't have all these statins prescribing everything now in this world. But yet, don't get me wrong here, heart disease is one of the number one killers here in the United States. And, you know, when I went up to go visit Wombly at his house there in South Dakota, I was going through the sand hills. And the only thing I saw was nothing but a grazing cow meeting up at little water pits, gathering water from under the ground, you know, meeting up these little water pits. And you got to think, the state of Nebraska itself, going through Nebraska, as I'm making my way towards South Dakota, only thing I saw was these little ranches, you know, with cows, nothing but cows. And, you know, believe it or not, Nebraska is one of the states in the United States which exports roughly millions, if not billions, of exported beef throughout the world itself. So what does that tell you? Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now. So they're exporting heart disease to other countries right now as we speak. But see, back in the 1800s, they wanted to go ahead and just exterminate us by killing all of our buffalo. But now, heart disease is one of the number one killers. And think about it. You know, now they're prescribing these so-called statins. And even though statins is one of the most highest, I mean the most highest, prescribed medications here in the United States, heart disease still prevails in deaths here in the United States. So I want you to think about that for a minute.
You know, speaking of beef, that the most expensive beef that there is, what do they call it, Wagyu or Yagyu or whatever it is?
Yeah.
That's some of the worst beef for you, but yet people pay thousands of dollars a pound for it, you know? And that's me myself. It doesn't make sense, but yet these type of people, they won't even touch a buffalo, you know. And I mean, it's crazy how the Washichu's mind works, and all the destruction that came with them, and it's still going on today. You know, look at the Japanese people; they pay hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars to eat just a piece of that meat, and it's some of the worst meat in the world. But that's, you know, they put a price tag on it. It's all Washichu thing, see? And me, myself, I don't, you know, like those people from wherever that is, Bad River, whatever, you know, don't fly that American flag. You know, if you're against America, fly your own flag. You know, it doesn't make no sense to me. You know, and like, you know, one excuse that I hate my people use is, oh, we won that flag at the Little Big Horn. Yeah, maybe so, but it's still theirs. You know, they're the ones, as a matter of fact, they've been trying to get that 7th Cavalry flag back for years, ever since they lost it. They even offered big money for it, but it was refused. You know, so don't fly that flag. Fly our own flags, especially in our Indian gatherings. and have they quit these guys running on lizard suits on, or you know, whatever the hell that is that they're doing. You know, there's a lot of good warriors out there, a lot of good people. Put them out there, and put what is ours out there as well, instead of running all these so-called American things around. You know, it doesn't make sense to me. You know, they treat us like shit, but yet we want to be a part of them. You know, and our people are so brainwashed in just 50 years. And ask yourself, when did they let Native Americans become citizens? Think about that. And we shouldn't even have that.
Oh, that anniversary is coming up. The 100-year anniversary of that act that made us U.S. citizens is coming up here shortly. I think middle of this month. I heard another radio show host talking about it today, and he was talking about how, you know, prior to that act, that in Native American Citizenship Act, the only way that you could be a United States citizen or American citizen is if you had enlisted into the military. Then when you got out, you were automatically considered an American citizen. But they did that for a reason, and the reason was not to make us citizens. It was just to bolster their numbers, for certain government things. Because before that, we weren't even seen as people.
Yep.
We were not even seen as people. We're still not even seen as people, because the fact of the matter is, if we were seen as people, we wouldn't have this United States government over the top of us. We're
yep.
sovereign people. We're supposed to have sovereignty, government-to-government relations, and we don't have that. We have
yep.
Then Attorney General John Marshall had deemed that we were like wards of the state, that we didn't have the mental capacity to take care of our own affairs. Yet we're doing it for thousands and thousands of years prior to European contact, and that flows right into the whole doctrine of Christian discovery debate. And that's not even law. That was actually a written opinion of the Supreme Court Justice John Marshall. So because he wrote an opinion, they assumed that was part of the law. But no, that was the opinion on the ruling. And that's why Ruth Bader Ginsburg went and used that against the Oneida Nation and denied them their land that
yep.
was guaranteed to them through treaty with George Washington.
Yep. Doctrine of discovery. It's still in effect today, that thing, you know, and supposedly they suspended. Yeah, they says so they say that Pope Francis or whatever his name was suspended it, whatever that means.
Yeah, and then he said, they misinterpreted what it meant. Well, then if it was a misinterpretation, then that should have been corrected hundreds of years ago.
Yep.
Hundreds of years ago, it should have been stated. But it didn't allow them to state it because, you know, this is the colonial way of doing things, how you colonize and you dehumanize the people that were living there to begin with. And that didn't just happen here to our people. It happened to indigenous people around the world.
Yep.
Around the world. So all you international listeners, go back and look at your history, because European colonization happened to your people too. It happened in Australia. It happened in Africa. It happened in
yep.
Egypt. It's happened in the Middle East, and everybody is still suffering from that same bullshit. And what do? The powers involved, they get us fighting with each other. That's how they keep us separated, and that's how they maintain power over us.
You know,
but be careful.
You know,
be careful, though, you know, because the Republicans would say that, oh, when you've been enlightened like this with this information, now you're frickin' woke.
We've been, I mean, you know, and that's what I'm saying. There's this election coming out and stuff. What good is any of those going to be for any of us, any of our tribes? There's nothing going to come out of it again. They're just going to keep coming after us and stealing what's ours. You know, never acknowledging what they did and how they did it. You know, it's just, you know, and all our people are behind this. Oh, the election, you watch, you're going to hear about it. Like Hunchy said, what is it? AIM something for Biden and all this other stuff. You know what I mean? What good has any of these presidents ever done for Native Americans or Lakota people throughout the United States, so-called United States? This is the fatherland. We've had a name for this place long before it was considered America, and yet people don't see that. They think that, you know, I don't know what white man thinks, you know. He probably thinks that a bird shit him out on a pole, and that's how they came about. Those guys, we have
no. Let me tell you what they think. Hold on. Well, let me tell you what they think. They think that they're not white and they're not Christian, and they need Jesus. That's exactly what they think.
You know,
that's why they try to keep us at a lower tier.
Well, they use Jesus Christ and their God to kill us off and steal our land, you know. I mean, that's what's happening. These people over there in Bad River, wherever it is, they got to wake up. Quit playing that flag. That's the enemy. You know, they've always been, they've never treated us as equal or anything. Up to this day, I don't see any of those presidents give us any land back. Not one. All they do is keep taking. You know, and the Black Hills issue, that still bothers the shit out of me. Then you have a kid that's supposedly supposed to take it to court, but he's got a Jewish father. Made some kind of deal. I don't know what the hell deal was. You know, so it ain't going to happen. You know, I wish the guy stuck with it and took it all the way to wherever, you know. And that, you know, it's sad how our people are all brainwashed into believing that we're just like the white man. Hell no, we're not white. We've been here thousands of years. They just been here like Country says, 200 and some years. We've been here longer than that. And yet every one of these guys want to put on lizard outfit, march around like, you know, there's somebody. To me, that's shameful as hell. They forgot that these guys called Crazy Horse a savage. They hunted him down. They hunted all these leaders down. Killed them all off because that's what they're about. They're about, they're murderous people. They don't like somebody,
well,
they go after and poop, you know.
Well,
put contracts
let's
out on
back
them.
Over here because you know, we know what the hell they've been doing to us. We know what's going on with them, you know. I mean, we know they're invasive species off the top. We know they're only two. They made that name up 247 years ago. And the thing about them is most people, when they show up someplace, they know what the hell it was called before they got there. But those people don't even know. 247 years later, they don't even know what this country was called before they came. They don't know it. You know, they're just over. They don't know where the hell they're at still. They made up a name, America, you know.
Yeah.
And that's it. So they don't even know where the hell they're at today. All they know is they're on it. They stole it. They're going to stay here. And since they got these two big oceans over there to protect them, they can stay over here and get mouthy and hide behind our back. Like they say, Al-Qaeda, Hamas, they're hiding behind, you know, citizens. Well, they're hiding behind us. You know, I like to see Biden go walk down the street over there without no security. Shit, I can go any place in this world, and ain't nobody ever, you know. But when I come back here, I can't even go to Kilgore. I got to watch out, you know. I mean, I can't even go to Valentine or them Nebraska towns talking about Nebraska, you know. I can't even go over there. And yeah, they steal everything from us. They're getting water from that aquifer. You know, remember, Tanshi, this Miniwichoni water line from the Missouri.
Yeah.
The people voted it down. They voted against it around 1994 or something like that.
Yep.
I remember. They voted against it. And here, what did they do? They said, oh, well, that was just a blah, blah, blah vote, but they approved it anyway. You know?
Yeah.
So we can talk about them for years to come. But right now, because of how they are, we need to get the word out of how we conduct ourselves. You know, if you want to fight at Bad Rivers, they got a good issue to fight, then take off that damn U.S. military costume they wear and take that American flag down and then fight them. You can't fight an enemy when you're wearing their same damn clothes, their same damn uniform or costume and all that. What kind of crap is that? I seen that video and I seen some Indian there with a military uniform on. But, you know, that ain't pride. That ain't pride when you're going to wear a Washichu uniform to fight them. That ain't pride for your tribe. So that's what I'm saying. We have issues with our own people walking with those Washichu, rubbing shoulders with them, and coming back around to us and telling us how we should do it. You know, now you've got Quanta Chasing Horse speaking for the Bad River tribe when she's been hanging out in Paris for the last 3 or 4 years, running with the celebrities, with the invasive species, you know, in the Paris fashion models, you know, fashion, walking that thing they walk on to show off their ass. What do you call it? You know, when the fashion walks down. The runway.
Runway.
Strut down the runway. To me, the only good thing walking down the runway is when the propane truck shows up our driveway. That's fashion. You know, that right there, that's the only thing lighting my day up, you know.
When the propane truck is coming, that's the runway.
Yeah, that's the runway. That's the lady in the bikini and that propane truck shows up, you know. And you know, our people right here and right over there on the res, you got Indians living good, BIA Indians, and I show this all the time. You drive down the road, you see American flag in the Indian's yard. And look in his yard. He usually has a fishing boat there.
Yep.
Has about 2 or 3 horse trailers. He has cars galore. He has horses and cattle.
Yep.
And he flies that American flag. You look across the road over here to the Indian all beat up trailer house and all tore up. He ain't got no American flag there because he knows he's being stepped on.
Yep.
He knows he's not American. He knows he's not one of them. And even if you try to act like them, the only one, and I hate to go into this all the time talking about mixed bloods, half-breeds, you know, you got two sides, and you said it right now. We got a guy there fighting for native causes, and his dad's a Jew. His dad's for Israel, you know.
Yep.
So we have issues, and it's not his fault how he's born. It's not anybody's fault. But the point is, what is your fault is what side are you on?
Yep.
When you got these Indians in the American Indian Movement trying to get other AIM members to vote, calling it natives for Biden and Harris, or natives for Obama, natives for this and natives for that. That's bullshit. Because you know what? the only way we can win them is ignore them. You know, make them feel not wanted. Because the one thing about the invasive species is they can't stand being rejected. When you tell them, get out of my house, they hate it. You tell a cop, get out of my house, he'll whip his gun out and walk in on you. They can't stand it. One thing about the invasive species, if you laugh in their face, they'll kill you. They'll kill you. On this video I made a few years back called Obama, You're Our Last Hope for Leonard Peltier, you look at all the comments. The FBI even got in on these comments. And one of the FBI agents that was there in Oglala when they killed those two FBI agents, he said, yeah, I looked through a telescope and I seen Joe Stuntz. He said, and Joe Stuntz was looking back in his direction. He said, and Joe Stuntz was laughing. Well, that told me right there who killed Joe Stuntz.
Yep.
Because Joe Stuntz was laughing at him. A little while later, Joe Stuntz was murdered. And to this day, they won't bring that murderer to justice.
Yep.
But I think that murderer was the one that was on the comment section of that video I put, because he says it. The last time I seen Joe Stuntz, he was looking at us laughing. So, you know, that's how they are.
Yep.
So our people, how can we walk shoulder to shoulder with them?
Yep.
Yeah, our people say, well, the Africans did it. The Africans, man, you know, they did it. Look at where they're at. They're in the judges. They're in the Senate. They're everywhere, you know. But so what? They can be wherever they want, but they still were. They even changed American.
Yep. They're pure American.
You know, they're American. They spit on their own kind. You know, you look, Floyd Mayweather's got all kinds of money, and he's whipping out money for hookers and everything while his own people suffer. You know, the thing about it, the thing about it is once you go with invasive species, for some reason, you become one of them. People don't know how to walk that way and still stay themselves, you know. It's like playing rock music, you know. I have my rock band for all these years, been all over the world playing music. But I never once started wearing tiger skins, all that stuff, dyeing my hair rainbow, and, you know, rings in my nose, you know, all this. I mean, you look at videos on YouTube of me, you know, 20 years ago, I was the same person, dressed the same. You know, my hair was just black. Now it's white, you know. The thing is, I never changed. And I always knew, yeah, I did that for like a job, for business. And also it gave me a chance to communicate with other cultures as a Lakota, because I always took my drum with me, and I could always, you know, satisfy myself by singing, you know, and being myself. I would never start leaning that way. But I seen Lakotas go over to Germany and say, yeah, I'm an adopted citizen of German now. Well, F you hell over there, you know. You know, go over there. You know, you kraut, you know, whatever. And I see people doing that, Indians doing that. They go to another country. They start being like them. Well, I've been all over the world, and you could tell somebody that met me because they know Lakota words, washday, or stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and they learn because they learned that I kept my culture wherever I go. You know, I don't start being one of them no matter where I'm at. And when I got pissed off when they called me American over there. I said, don't you ever call me American again, you son of a blue, 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 you know. And I had interpreters telling them, don't call them American. Don't call me no damn American. I'm not American. American was made up 247 years ago. You know, my people been on this earth since the beginning of time in our country, talking our language. You know, Tanashi, I don't want to change the subject, but you know, I was talking to this woman. I said, you know what? We don't even have a Chinese word in our language. And she said, we do. I said, do you have a Chinese word in your language? She said, yeah. What word is that? She said, cho. Cho.
Cho.
And she said, cho. You know? And then that other guy says, yeah, it means good living or something like that, you know? I said,
They come from here.
You know?
And that came from here.
And I said, yeah, cho, we use cho for like cute or something, you know?
Yeah.
But that's like a baby when they first start talking, saying mama or sounding like mama,
you know,
and all kids, when they start, that don't mean that they're calling mom in Chinese or calling mom in whatever.
Country, that proves that our language went over there, because that's been a part of our language since way back in the day. That means that they're copying us over there, see? Our language is over
that,
there.
What it means, here's what my point is, though. My point is this. They say, and then they said we came here 15,000 years ago. There's a guy on Facebook, I just got on his ass, some Native guy saying, yeah, Native Americans came here 15,000 years ago. You know, like I said, 15,000 years
that's
ago.
That's a lie.
That's, now let me talk, okay? 15,000 years ago is, say, 1,500 grandpas ago, right? And because we used to live more than 100 years. So 1,500 grandpas ago. So how are we going to lose the Chinese language with just 1,500 grandpas? We'd still have one Chinese word in our language, but we don't. We don't have none of that in our... So when people start talking, they only talk English. When you only talk English, your brain is only so deep, and it's not very deep at all. It's more shallow. When you speak another language and listen to languages around the world, you learn a lot. And you learn one thing. Like the Russians say noche for night, and so does the Spanish. But they all live over there. Well, we're way over here. How come we don't say noche?
Yep.
How come we don't say these? We don't have these words in our language. We don't have one Chinese word, one Mongolian word. But yet, we went over there and taught them some stuff, because remember Steve Lehman, that Time Life reporter? Remember he started hanging around with us, doing this and that? Well, he wrote a book about Tibet. And one thing he learned about Tibet, the Tibetans said some horsemen came from the east.
Yep.
And the way he described them was, sounded like Lakotas to me. They were on horses, about three of them, four of them. And they lived with the Tibetans and shared the spirituality with them, you know?
Yeah.
So that was 20,000 years ago. So the Tibetans met people from over here 30,000 years ago, and they learned something from us. And you look at the spiritual colors of Tibet and look
same
at our colors. You see, people always, they learn, like over there, if you go to Russia, they have indigenous people over there. And the further west you go, the blood gets thinner. Further east they go, back this way, their blood gets stronger. They start looking more Indian. There's some on YouTube now, they're always showing. And they live in teepees and everything. You know, that ain't because we came from there. That's because we went over there.
Yep.
Because if we came from there, we wouldn't be still brown and they're already lost their color. You know?
Yeah.
The point is, it's common sense. Life is common sense. And the language is the biggest common sense of all. When somebody says, oh, yeah, we was here before. Well, what language did you speak when you were here?
Yep.
You're speaking English. Well, we ain't speaking English. You know? You know, look at, Tanshi comes on every Saturday night, speaks her language, says a prayer in her language. How many people can do that? You know? How many Indians can do that? Last week, Tanshi, we had a Navajo girl here, and she said the prayer because you, remember you lost, what do you call it? So she prayed in indigenous language.
That's good.
You see?
Good.
You see, the point is we have our own languages, we have our own way of life, and it damn sure didn't come from across that. Like they say, oh, we came across that Bering Strait, the land bridge. You know, they say that all the time. Okay, well, how come we ain't talking their language then?
Yep.
Then they say the Mongolians came. Well, the Mongolians were a conquering people. If they were over here, they would have conquered over here. They'd still be here. Well, they ain't here because we ain't speaking Mongolian. You can go to Mongolia, and their language is more Chinese and totally them. But our language, the only thing that I can say that sounds like a Chinese is ooey, ooey, ooey. And I don't, you know, and I only say that when I'm getting burnt by fire or something, you know. You know, but I'm not trying to make fun of nobody, but what I'm saying is we don't have one Chinese word in our language. And if we were here 15,000 years ago, we'd still at least have some words still here from over there. Because it takes more than 15,000 years to forget a language. You don't forget a language, a culture, that long. The reason why tribes are losing their language now is because the Washichu invasive species came over here and beat our people and made it a shame to talk their language. So people are scared to talk it. But think, you know, I'm really happy when I hear there's tribes, especially Lakota, us, and other tribes that still speak their language. But some of the tribes, the reason why they still have a strong language is because they were not a threat to the U.S. government. When you weren't a threat to the U.S. government, he just let you be. But they were scared of our drum, like they are today. They're scared of our songs, like they are today. And they're scared when we talk our language because they're a paranoid people. The Washichu is the most paranoid thing on earth, you know. He's paranoid about everything, you know. And they're not peaceful people. They're full
of
hate.
You know, I'll tell you, I really love to hear you debate this Jewish linguist guy that I know because I see some of his posts and how he tries to equate the Algonquin language to the Eurasians and the Turk people, and everything seems to be like a eccentric way of going about trying to tell Native people that you come from my line, my Jewish line. You know, he doesn't straight out say it, but because he believes he's part Turk, you know, it's part of you know where his relations are from, that
all these languages, native languages here on in the Western Hemisphere, derived from the East, you know, from Eurasia and Asia, and from the native peoples in Russia, and all this crap that he puts out there.
I'll say one thing about
and
about
he didn't
this
go to
guy.
School for this. He's a self-taught linguist. Okay, so
he's probably
and
how
acts
old
like
is
he knows everything.
How old
he's
do you
an
think
older
he is?
Guy. He's a
yeah.
he's it,
well.
In
I tell you still. What. I tell you what. When they came to the East Coast, Indians were the first ones the Washichu
yep.
hit. So they had 500 full years of working on their ass and and even changing their language as they went. You know, like they try to change our language. They call us Sioux, you know, like they try to change our language. They use the word squaw. They use all these words, made up words. And they come over there and then those people start using those words. And then 100 years down the line when this turkey, I hate to say turkey because I like turkey, but this idiot shows up, you know, this idiot shows up and he says, wow, they're speaking Jewish over there. That's because you guys went over there and taught them Jewish. You taught them that language. So they mixing it in with their language. Because tribes, yep. the first thing they do when they start losing their language is they start mixing it with the language that took them over, like the Spaniards took over down south. So a lot of them tribes talk their language, but it's mixed with Spanish. And that doesn't mean that they came from Spain. It means that it was so dominant down there that they took like English over here, you know. So the same, that's what happened. And this idiot is trying to.
You know, it's
crunchy. Go ahead,
when you talk about our language, even our songs are associated with certain parts. There's songs like For Wind Cave, Devil's Tower, Bear Butte. There's songs attached to them that go way back. You know, how is it that,
old.
Yeah, how is it that these songs come from this area specifically? And this guy's trying to say that, oh, the Algonquin or whatever, Jews or whatever. You know, that's a bunch of BS, man. Because our songs,
you know,
are directly attached to certain areas.
With the same melody and the same words for
yep.
100,000 years. You know, where's our kids, the ones that are singing Lakota songs, are singing songs that are 30, 40, 50,000 years. What other culture on earth sings songs that old today?
Yep.
Our kids do. My son sings them. You know,
and it's attached to certain parts. That's what I'm saying. It's attached to certain parts of the earth. It comes for it's wherever that song comes. It's that it's singing for that part of the earth. You know, these sacred hills that they used to humble child us. All those have songs. Where's this guy's songs from here? Or what is he talking
yeah.
about? Language.
Yeah, where's his Jewish song we sing today? Where's his
yep.
Jewish song that we sing when we go home, Blecha? Where's his damn Jewish
yep.
song? You know, where's his Turkish song at? You know, we don't sing Turkish and Jewish when we go home, Blecha on the hill. We don't do that. You know,
nope.
It goes back to what I'm saying. The language is the telltale of reality and common sense, the language. And if you have your own language, like Lakota language, we don't have one Chinese word, and damn sure don't have no Jewish word in there, you know? We don't have none of their words. Like I hear them Turkish people, I used to hear a word when I was small. I used to hear him say, ooh la la. You know, when something, people say, ooh la la. Well, I come find out that's a Turkish word. They say, they say, ooh, Allah, Allah, you know, for Allah. Their God, Allah. And when we're kids over here, they say, ooh, la, la, you know, that's a Turkish word. But how did our kids pick it up from living in the city? Because Lakotas never say, ooh, la, la, you know. And the language, if you're going to come over here and tell a bullshit story for some people that are listening, some haters that haters like to tune into us all the time, I notice that. If they want to come and try to throw a BS on the line here, speak some language to us. Show us something. You know, I told some guy jumped on here before, well, let me hear your language. And not one of them can talk in a language. They all talk English.
Yep.
English.
Yep.
Once you learn English, you don't learn nothing else. You're done. That's why you're it's stuck. So hard when our kids learn English, it's hard for them to go back and relearn what they lost. Because the English language is so vulgar. And I guess it's so easy.
Language.
And then they got that, you know, the F word is the most famous English word on earth. Because look at, the cops are professional people, right? They wear a badge. That's their elite job and all that. But when you hear them talk, stop your fucking gun. Come back to FM. I'm a fucking choo-choo. You know? They use the F word. Yeah. They use that F word like it's going out of style. And all English speakers use that F word. And that F word filtered over to us. Maybe that is a Turkish Jewish word. I don't know. Because it's easy to learn. You know, since that guy's saying that. You know, maybe I'll agree with him. Yeah, we talk some Jewish. Fuck you. Excuse me. Hate to say that on our show because that's not our language. That F word is not what we're about.
It's not Wakan. It's not Wakan.
Yeah, it's not Wakan. Yeah, it's not Wakan. It's, you know, it don't belong near us.
No bastard language.
It don't belong near us. And you know, when they saying that word all the time, the police, they say it in front of kids and everybody. So even our kids, you know, I'm going to beat your effing ass. You know, it's a common word. They should, if they're really
everything.
Professional, they should forbid them from using that word when they carry a badge, when they're on duty. They should fire them for saying that word. But listen, look at YouTube videos where there's cops. That F word is the most common word coming out of a cop's mouth. You know? And they don't care if elderly's around. They don't care if women's around. They don't care if children's around. They don't care if their own mother's around. They use that F word. I would never cuss like that in front of my mom. How about you, Tahashi? I would never cuss in front of your mom. You know?
You know,
we just don't say that word around our around our unchis, you know?
You know, you say that around my mom, the bar of soap. You know,
that's, Womble, I want to go ahead and chime in on this conversation about the language.
Hurry it up.
Roughly Navajo code talkers, right? You know, there's a lot of videos on them about how they helped out in World War II and defeat the Japanese and whatnot. Well, I was also watching one video from the Navajo code talkers, and they say that the Navajo language has Tibetan roots. Now, keep in mind one factual thing, okay? Let's look at the Ice Age. The last Ice Age happened between 29,000 and 19,000 years ago. Okay? There's no way in this world one of us Indians are going to walk across the ice with leather shoes on, because, you know, leather's the conductor. We'd be frostbite all over our body.
Okay, it quick.
Now I want just think about this for a minute. They sit there and they say that, you know, the Navajo language has Tibetan roots. So that means we were there probably about, 29,000, 30,000 years ago, plus, talking to them. So obviously we taught some of them our languages. That's all it is. That's why I want to reiterate on from what you said.
Well,
we were there at one time.
Well, you know, I hate to say this, you know, but, you know, I mean, I hate to say this because Navajos are considered our people too, but yet their language is totally different than our language.
Yep.
And when I heard the Navajo radio station, it sounded a little bit Asian to me when I passed by there, you know, and I used to go over there a lot. And then this girl that showed up over here saying that she's, you know, their language has a Chinese word. I told her, we don't, you know. I mean, and I'm not trying to make fun of her or put her down because she's indigenous AIM girl. But, you know, when you're young, keep this in mind. When you're young, when I say young, I'm saying underneath 50 years old. Because it takes a long time for a person's brain to develop, and I see that. It don't develop when they're 30 and 40 years old either. The brain develops way older. I mean, a lot of knowledge that I've learned and able to look into life didn't come with me till after 60, and I'm still learning. But the reason why I'm still learning is because I'm old enough and my brain's developed enough to know that I'm still learning. When a young person don't realize that, they think they got it together. They think they know everything. So when this woman's telling me, we got a Chinese word in our language, you know, and I'm thinking, damn. You know, and when she said that, I started looking at her, you know, and,
you know, maybe they brought a Tibetan back whenever they came back. You know, they ever think about that?
Well, I always thought about that. I thought about, you know, I mean, even they said my uncle had a Korean woman when he was in Korea, you know. So,
yep.
So, you know, we do have some roots around the world, you know. And,
yep.
You know, because Lakotas and, you know, here's one thing you'll hear a common word. They say, wherever you go, you're always going to find a Navajo and a Lakota. They say that,
yep.
You know. Wherever you go in the world, you're always going to run into a Navajo and a Lakota. And I have seen that, you know.
Yep.
But I'll tell you this, I don't know about Navajo. But I do know the Lakota language don't have one Chinese, one Tibetan,
yep.
One Afghanistan, one Jewish, one Israeli, one Turkish word in our language at all. Or should I say
original.
This? At all. We don't have it at all. You know,
it's you know? Original. You know, that's all you could say about it. That's why I tell you, how is it that these songs are attached to certain parts of this earth? You know, and where's theirs at? Our songs go back to the earth. See?
Look how old Bear Butte is, and we have songs about that.
Yeah,
you know? Look at the shape of Bear Butte. It's a it's a pregnant Lakota woman laying on her back.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, how many, you know, I mean, there's so much common sense in this earth that I don't know why people try to argue. And like that guy you're talking about, Philip, He ain't worth the time of day to spend a second with if he's that far off, if he don't have enough common sense. Because yeah. he didn't live in 1500 when the invasive species was starting to float around Indians.
You know,
and Indians were always peaceful people. They were peace. They didn't put them in a bowl of soup right away. You know, we didn't make soup out of them, like
you know,
tried to say.
Tushy, even to go back further than our sweat lodge, where it came from, the songs, and where it came from is there in the Black Hills. You know, that's the first song ever in Sweat Lodge. All of that, it's there. It's all connected to one area in the Black Hills. So there's original songs for that. What do they got?
Well, they found, you know, they found rock art in caves in the Black Hills, and the Washitu
yep.
sabotaged them. You know, they sabotaged
yeah.
stuff. They try to get rid of every evidence. But that's all right. We don't care. They can sabotage whatever they want, but we still got those songs.
Yep.
And those songs are still there. You can say whatever you want, but our songs are still there.
Yep.
And you know what's bad about
truth.
For them is our songs, other cultures are singing them. So somebody's singing our song right as we speak in another country. We can
yep.
disagree and say we don't like that and we hate it. But my point is, our songs are too far gone for them to sabotage and get rid of them. Their own, the movement.
They're recorded everywhere. They're recorded everywhere.
Our language is on the move, you know, and
yep.
they know there's not one Turkish word, no Chinese word or nothing in our language. And if you don't believe, if you think we're lying, come check us out. Come over here and learn, and you'll see.
And listen to our language. Listen to the way we talk. Listen
yep.
to how we speak to each other. And see if you could
yep.
find any one of those nationalities words in our language. You ain't going to be able to.
Yeah.
Because there isn't.
Not one word. You can make up some baloney, you know, but it's baloney, you know, because even foreigners, the older people in different countries, they know our language is different. They know
it. That last time I was telling you, Tanshi, you know, I was watching TV, and down in South America, these guys were talking about a dog, and they called it Shunka. You know what I mean? I told you guys about that. You know,
yeah.
and you know, it surprised the shit out of me because here it is way down there, you know, and
yep.
the Shunka is a dog to them, you know. It's, well, they're using Lakota down there, you know.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
that's how it is.
You know,
so our words wandered over there.
Yeah, well, look at even that crow dogs. Those South Americans come up to crow dogs, and they dance, sun dance with Lakotas. Even our
yep.
sun dance. Different tribes
yeah.
came, and when they walk away, they walk away. I went down to Inipi with Biscuit and them Apaches down there in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So I went into Inipi, and there even the kids were singing Lakota songs.
Yep.
I said, wow. You know? So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm not trying to brag or nothing like that, but, you know, there's no language like indigenous language, real indigenous language. You know, there's languages right now that's starting to, the English and other cultures are starting to infiltrate those languages, those other tribes. Spanish
yep.
pops in there, and probably Turkish, you know, and, you know. and maybe this idiot is planning stuff on it. But anyway, you guys, Wayne and Philip, if you got any last comments, you better jump on it.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that it's a really good show tonight. And it was good to hear you guys all fired up again.
The best show on earth, man. It is the best show on earth, the best radio show. It doesn't get any better than this.
Yeah, and I could hear Tahunshi's tail slapping against the wall when he gets mad. You know, Tahunshi got a tail. You know,
you bet, man.
It's all beat up, but it's there. It's bent up, and you know,
kind of bent a little bit from getting hit in the door.
He even got a tattoo on
riding that hairy elephant.
Yeah, there you go. That hairy elephant still there.
He even got a tattoo on his tail that says sex. Tattoo.
Anytime.
All bent up, got some burn marks on it.
All beat up.
Door slammed on it, you know.
All kinds of tattoos on it. it's still wagging.
Yeah, I told my brother. I said, if you had a tail, it'd probably be fluffy like a poodle, because he likes to kind of look classy, you know.
Yeah. Hey, Larry.
But anyway, you know, we're gonna have to. Looks like we're gonna have to bail out right now, so go ahead, Tahunshi, and you know, I want to thank our listeners. I see somebody named DNA Bay, and I know Matomani was out there. I want to say thank you for stopping in. John Davis on the East Coast was here, you know, and those in Arizona are Arizona relatives, and you know, all the people, and then Europe, that tune in, Mestinchula and Frankfurt, and what's his name in Berlin? He's always red hair crow. You know, thank you guys in Russia and Iran. I remember what guys from Iran, they were on the radio. What are you guys doing? Oh, we're building a nuclear, you know. I think they're supposed to talk about the secret stuff, you know, on our radio show. Yeah, we're building nuclear now over here, you know. Okay. But anyway, go ahead, Tahunshi.
Oh, we'll say a prayer and we'll close it down.
And remember that word, what he said, we chose on the law. That's for you guys' good health and the people's good health out there. And, you know, and you all, we pray for all your good health. And that ain't no Chinese word. That ain't no Turkish word either. And that ain't no Chinese word either. So, you know, we chose on Nikte Lo. How Chinese is that? How Turkish is that? How Jewish is that? Anyway, we're going to have to bail out of here, but everybody, you know.
No, you don't should I at all. Na to, čo preto ľudí, južky a kevonky si lakopterom.